Imagine Momcast Daily.
When we had two little boys, we lived in an apartment and it didn't have a washer and dryer. So I would have to take the basket and put all the clothes in it, put it into the car, strap both of the boys into their car seats, and then I would have to drive all the way to the laundromat, get everybody out and the laundry detergent and the quarters and go sit at the laundromat. If I didn't do that, then I wouldn't have to go to the little laundromat that was on the like campus of the apartment. But in order to get the little boys across from our apartment to the little laundromat that they had, I would not only put the clothes in, but I would put both of the boys in the basket because one boy was a baby and the other boy was a toddler. So the baby couldn't walk and the toddler was like, there was no way I was just gonna let him walk across to the laundromat because who knows, he would just run off, right? He's a little kid. So I put them in the basket and I would carry the basket to the little laundromat. Well, at one point I just was having a terrible time. The laundry situation was difficult anyway. And on top of that, the house, our apartment, I guess I should say, was a total disaster. There was stuff everywhere. And I'm sitting on the floor of the living room. And I think, you know, between that and hormones and having little babies and toddlers and just feeling completely overwhelmed, I was sitting there just not even knowing what to do and feeling so alone and just feeling so overwhelmed. And right at that moment, the doorbell rang. And, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom and we don't get a whole lot of visitors. So I was really curious to see who was there. So I walked over to the door, I opened it up, and I looked out in total surprise because it was my friend Dana, and we didn't have any plans to get together. So I was like, Dana, you're here. Why are you here? And she said, I don't know, Elaine. I just kind of felt like you maybe needed some help today. And I just started bawling and I gave her the biggest bear hug. I'm hugging her and she's hugging me back. And I feel like God just sent me an angel. And she came in and she talked me off the ledge and she got all my laundry and put it into these huge black trash bags and took it home and washed it for me. And I cannot tell you how amazing it was. What a weight was lifted off my shoulders because of her. And I just want to encourage you to make sure you get together with your friends. And I hope that you have wonderful, godly women in your life like I had at that time who listen to Jesus and who are there for you. And if you do, make sure that you make it a point to spend time with them. And if you don't, then make it a point to find them. Go to Bible studies or prayer groups or volunteer at church or go and get involved in other opportunities where you might be able to meet them because it is absolutely worth it. And if you want to hear more about this, make sure you go to imaginemom.com/book and sign up for the wait list for my new book, which is coming out this month, Mom of Six Dies Laughing. You're going to love it. It's funny and it's a real pick-me-up for mom. Some really practical stuff in it. So make sure you do that. And I hope this helped you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't forget to join us on Facebook groups at Imagine Mom. Starts with an E, E-M-A-G-I-N-E-M-O-N. Have a great day, y'all. See you tomorrow.